In this world, from the minute we are born and take our first breath, we are given names that will forever represent who we are as individuals. But the things that we are handed are not always appreciated and often takes time to recognize their true significance and its influence on your life. With my father, Yomi Omiwamide, being Nigerian and growing up in Nigeria, it was only right that he gave me a Nigerian name. But would I, living in Western society, accept it?
I first asked my father what the initial choices of my name.
Another name for you, Jayola, was actually two. One of which was Chiyoduwani, which means our beautiful thing, or belonging to our God, or belonging to the Lord. Second was Oluwa Damilola, which is a bit of a tongue twister, but it also stands for Lord has sent us a blessing.
Why did you choose those two names initially?
Your mom didn't like, she appreciated both names, but she did not like Tiyoluwa. She felt it was a little bit too, how can I say? She thought it was a little bit of a, too much of a tongue twister, and she felt it sounded a bit too stereotypical.
My mom absolutely hated those names.
I thought they were horrible. I didn't really like Jayola either. It was just the lesser.
Really? He told me you loved the name.
No. No, I didn't.
Why didn't you like me?
Because I wanted your name to be Zion. I had called you Zion since, you know, you were... I knew of your conception. I thought that Zion was—it was just a beautiful name, and there's some the symbolism of it all. Zion representing a place of paradise, the ultimate place of paradise, and the promised land for the Israelite community. And I was raised in the Israelite community, and it just symbolizes an ideal state of living. Not just in being a physical place and city, but also a mental and spiritual place that one hopes to arrive to, of spiritual depth and attainment.
I had asked my dad if he liked the name Zion.
Did you initially like the name Zion?
Oh no, I didn't. I said to you, I wanted to have two African names for you. It was a bit of a shock to me, however, because your mom was American and I was African, or basically I was Nigerian and your mom had grown up in America, she kind of made it clear to me that sometimes you have to bend to you have to bend a little bit. At first, didn't like the name Zion. Your grandmother then explained to me that Zion wasn't necessarily an English name; it was more of a Hebrew name with a meaning to it. And when I saw from the point she put across to me, I decided, wow, I can go with this. And it turned out to be a very lovely name.
Although my father grew to like my middle name, he ultimately loves my first name, Jayola, or Jaye for short.
Oh, I love your first name. I love your first name for several reasons. I like African names that start with a J. They're not very common. As you know, a lot of Nigerian names tend to be Ola, Ade, or Olu, you know, meaning wealth, God, or something along those lines. However, when you say Jayola, it turns heads. It sounds very exotic, and it has a very beautiful meaning.
Yeah, and I get that a lot when people ask me, like, what my name is. They always say, oh, I never knew that Nigerian names that start with J were uncommon. So that is interesting to hear.
They are indeed. If you do some research, you will find there are very few names. The letter J is not a very well-used letter in the Yoruba alphabet, so you can understand.
My mother gave me insight into what she felt were my dad's feelings on naming me.
He wanted to stick to his roots and to his culture and give you a name that was authentic to your origin in Yoruba. And, you know, it was important for him, to have, for his children, to, you know, be connected to their lineage and their history. And one of the first names that we can, first ways that we connect to our history is through our name.
The process of name giving is very important in the Nigerian culture. It connects previous generations of the past to the present, therefore making it a very collaborative and spiritual moment for everyone to enjoy.
As I was saying before, it takes a village to raise a child, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you have a child, naming the child is something that usually comes down from your parents. So your parents will put forward names they want to call your child. You know, your nephew, your cousin, Simi, she's got about, what, 7 names on her birth certificate? So that's the names which were put forward to her from your aunt's side and her dad's side.
Not sure what my name symbolized, I asked my father if he could thoroughly explain what Jayola means.
What does Jayola mean?
Well, Jayola is... okay, there are several interpretations of your name, only because the Yoruba language, literally translated into English, can take on several different meanings, but they all point to the same one meaning at the end of the day. I could put it down to four main translations for your name, or rather meanings of your name. Simply put, Jayola means enjoying a life of wealth. And if you want to literally translate your name in two parts, Jaye and Ola, Jaye is a Yoruba word for enjoyment or enjoying or enjoy. And Ola basically is wealth or fortune or richness, but not necessarily in monetary terms.
And my mom felt that this name fit perfectly.
To my understanding, I don't know, I vaguely remember your grandmother telling me something like Jayola was, it means like someone who's come to this world to enjoy life. And, you know, that was definitely descriptive of you, especially as a young child. You know, you were just a very happy person. Even now, you're not unpleasant, you're very happy.
But that had soon faded away with the beginning of elementary school.
Do you ever recall any times where I expressed a dislike for my name?
No, never. I never. I don't think you ever came to me or you've ever suggested that to me. I don't know. No, have you?
An internal conflict that I was fighting persistently. I constantly battled with my identity. A fellow friend of mine, Devia Terry of Science Leadership Academy, was kind enough.
Did you like the name Jaye?
Okay. When I was younger, I didn't really take into mind about the name Jaye. Like, I didn't mind it because I was a little kid. I had other stuff to worry about. But I think when I started going to school, that's where I became very self-conscious about it, because I felt like people would tease me, especially since Jaye is actually short for Jayola, which is really hard to be pronounced. Like, I had people pronounce it Jaye Loa and like J-Lo, which is crazy. And like, I just became very nervous when it came to people saying my name.
What actually were the other people's reactions when they actually did hear your name?
I mean, I don't know, I always felt like some people would snicker if it was mispronounced like wrong, but then once they like actually heard it, I mean, people would just like be like, oh, that's her name, okay. Yeah, it's nice. And then other people would be like, oh, your name is so beautiful, that's so nice, where is it from? And you know, I tell them it's Nigerian, and they always ask like what it means and how I got it. So it was like on both ends. When I was younger, there were like a couple snickers, and you know, that really did make me feel sad. I really didn't want my name. I didn't want my first name or my last name. I really wanted my mom's last name. Her last name is Silveri, and that's like Italian. And I felt that like having her name would be so much better.
But was it better, or did I just not see the potential that my name had? It took years for me to finally accept my name for all that I could give, and surprisingly, it took the help from other people.
Just learn to love your name, because me, like, I honestly didn't start loving my name until either 5th or 6th grade, where I finally realized, like, wow, people really like my name. Like, if people can like my name, why shouldn't I like my name? I would have people tell me my name is beautiful. I finally got to that point where I was like, if other people could like my name, I could like my name too. So I just started loving it.
And I'm not the only one. My father will forever share a deep connection with my name.
Do you ever feel proud of giving me the name Jaiola? And
you know something, just before you finish that bit, I was just going to say to you, proud, really proud, yeah. It just makes me realize how much, how far I've come. Just kind of like throws me back to, nearly 18 years when you were born. And, you know, I can just sort of like picture myself in that, with the register coming down to, you know, take our details and put your name on a piece of paper and the paternity papers and stuff. And I'm happy.